Yes, so sir, the reason why you have received a text alert notification from our company about the charge of this $1,000 purchase, because we have detected some fraudulent charges on your account. So may I know, did you try to give out your personal ID, Apple ID password with anyone recently? No, all right. Because I can see that your Apple ID, your iCloud account, it has been used from multiple locations by using different you. I guess someone have an access of your iCloud account, and that is how they are trying to put this kind of charges into your bank account, sir. Okay, and also there is a pending charge of $283.91 for a purchase of a smartwatch, an Apple Watch. So if you're stating that this is not your transaction, let me go ahead and help you to decline the charges by sending a quick email to the headquarters of your bank, all right? Okay, so well, in this case, sir, could you please verify me the name of the bank so that I can be able to send an email about this fraud transaction to the headquarters of your bank, Bank of America, okay? All right, let me try to send an email to the headquarters of your Bank of America. Just give me 2 minutes, sir. All right, sir, I have successfully sent this email to the headquarters of your bank. So now, without wasting any time, I will be connecting your call to one of the representative from your bank, from the headquarters, okay? You can speak to the representative, tell them that you want to dispute the charges of this transaction, which was not made by you, okay? All right. So, sir, before I connect your line to the fraud investigation department of your Bank of America, sir, is there anything else that I can help you with? All right, so please hold the line. I will be connecting your call, okay? Thank you.
Your line has been connected to the Bank of America Headquarters Fraud Department. This is Patrick. How can I help you?
Yeah, this is the headquarters of Bank of America Fraud Department. How can I assist you, sir?
Okay, and could you please verify me with your first name or your last name, mister? And do you have any middle name or middle initial? Okay. And I just received an email from Apple that there are two charges under your name which is not authorized by you because your information has been compromised by someone. Am I correct, sir? And there is one charge of $1,147 and another charge of $283.91. So I'm going to go ahead and run a security check on your account so no money will be debited from your account, sir. Okay? So before running a security check, could you please verify me with the last 4 digits of your social security number? Last 4 of your social security number only. 4282. And could you please verify me with your date of birth, sir?
Mm-hmm. 1954. Okay.
And what type of account you are holding with us, sir? Like it's a checking and saving or only checking account? And do you hold any debit card with us? Okay, so you have a debit card and a credit card with us and a checking and saving account. And before running a security check, Mr. John, could you please verify me how much you are holding in your checking and saving as of today?
Approximate amount?
Uh-huh. 12,000 in checking and 32,000 in saving. Okay, so I'm going to go and run a security check on your account. So no money will be debited from your account, sir. So could you please verify me with the last 4 of your social again? Okay, so I want you to stay online, sir, and don't hang up the line. So I'm going to go ahead and run a security check on your account for being online. So I just completed the security check, sir. Until now, there is no transaction in your account, sir. But apart from these 2 transactions, sir, here I can see that there is 2 more upcoming transactions on your account for a $10,000 and $8,000 to a PLC company, which is made by your account. Have you made this transaction? Okay, and here I can see that, sir, apart from this transaction, there is a 120K wired transaction to Mexico. It's an international money laundering under your name and a drug trafficking under your name, sir. Hackers are using your account, your identity, to do illegal activities under your name like money laundering and drug trafficking. And as you know, this is a very serious crime in the United States, sir. So I would like to inform you that there is a legal investigation is going on under your name, sir. Okay? So I have... Sir, there is illegal activities under your name. Hackers are using your identity to do illegal activities like money laundering and drug trafficking. So I would like to inform you there is a legal investigation is going on. So I have to run a security check again. So could you please verify me with your full social, sir?
Don't worry, sir. I'm going to help you out with this. The U.S. government will help you out in this. That's why I have to make a file for you. And that's why I'm asking, could you please verify me with the full social?
Uh-huh. 121-55. 4282. So I want you to stay online, sir, and don't hang up the line. Well, Mr. John, are you there? So as I'm here pulling up your details, sir, you gave me the wrong information, I guess. So I can't find the information. Okay. So I think you have to call the Bank of America by yourself, sir. Okay, the local bank branch. You can call your local bank branch and they will help you, sir. Okay. Thank you. Have a nice day. My name is Patrick Wilson, sir, with the employee ID of 803. This is the headquarters. It's the fraud department of Bank of America.